In Entertainment Today, we go back to the mid-1970s when punk rock and the British fashion designer Vivienne Westwood ruled the day. Punk was a popular style among young people, and it involved shocking the establishment with rebellious music, shocking behaviour, and outrageous clothes. Those clothes made the designer Vivienne Westwood famous. Here's BBC presenter Mark Coles describing punk culture and Vivienne Westwood's part in that trend.
Spiky-haired youngsters running around in tartan bondage trousers, safety pins and spiked dog collars, dissing the Queen and calling for revolution on the streets. Well, that punk look, its anarchy symbols and torn clothes, was all Vivienne Westwood. It helped turn her into a household name, one of the world's most influential, not to mention notorious, fashion designers. These days, more than 30 years on, you're more likely to find her designs hanging in prestigious museums like the National Gallery of Australia. She's also Dame Vivienne Westwood, honoured by the very queen that the Sex Pistols savaged back in punk's heyday.
So, punk rockers wore their hair in spiky styles, stuck into sharp points sticking upwards. They often wore safety pins and even spiked dog collars, just to shock. Oh, and rather colourful trousers, tartan bondage trousers. But now, Vivienne Westwood is speaking out again. She's launched a cultural manifesto called Active Resistance to Propaganda, in which she asks people to forget commerce, celebrity, and conceptual art and immerse themselves instead in great culture. Here she is.
Every time you go to the theatre instead of the cinema, you are active in the theatre. You are thinking, you are using your imagination. I'm not saying that cinema sometimes maybe cannot be artistic, but usually it's not. Magazines are mostly for the, not only the illiterate, but the visually illiterate. The magazine is something you just wet your finger and just go through the pages, flick, flick, flick. There's not even anything particularly to see in there.